Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm your host, Alice Fraser, bringing you all the newest news that's newsing its news all over the face of the news. And today's episode falls on the 22nd of February of the year 2020, or 22222 if the O's are silent, as in bad sex. And today marks the winding up stage of Fashion Week in London, after which everyone will be forced to wear whatever old shit they can find at the foot of their bed, refuse to spend any more time looking for fashion inspiration on the catwalk, and return to browsing for garments in their not-quite-dirty, not-quite-clean pile. Also, today is the launch of the British Athletics Indoor Championships for people who want to take all the joy of running free through the sunlit fields of your native land and put it into a hamster wheel. If you can't run away from your problems, watch surprisingly young people run away from theirs. Happy birthday today to George Washington, Rembrandt, Frederick Chopin, and Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, giants among men struck down in their prime. And happy death day today to Amerigo Vespucci, Italian explorer, namesake of the moderate United States of America and Canada, and a man known for his ability to while away the months at sea by being a wicked hand at ship darts. In history today, some real events. In 1349, the Jewish people were expelled from Zurich. In 1775, Jews were expelled from the outskirts of Warsaw. In 1941, on this day, the Nazi SS began rounding up Jews in Amsterdam. And in 1907, the first cabs with taxi meters began operating in London. So a red-letter day for transport logistics. Celebrations today include National California Day and National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. All other days of the year you have to resentfully gnaw a raw sweet potato while muttering about high nutritional value. So take the opportunity today for everyone's second favourite rich vitamin A-inducing root vegetable. Your guest today is our six times married UN Magazine editorial representative for beauty and glamour, comedian, actress and cock blocker, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show, Tiff.
Hello. Thank you for having me back. And thank you for taking on my request to be introduced as a cock blocker. It was in the rider. I like it. I think it's just going to be my new thing. I might even check into hotels with it, or just like restaurant reservations. Cock blocker for two.
Yes, cock blocker or dick magnet with reverse polarity.
Yes.
Today is, of course, a Saturday, which makes it a weekend edition. In our weekend editions, we take a small step back from the cliff edge of extremely topical satire to flip through our weekend magazine. Today, the Last Post power list, open brackets, part one, close brackets. What do all great weekend supplements do? Pointless countdowns of the rich and famous. So this weekend, we're doing that very thing. And coming up today, we will be looking at our list of lists. But first, some Saturday magazine features we won't get time to go into. In the Weekend magazine today, we have a cabin fever semi-foldout with a limited exploration of all the few things you can do without getting out of the house or besieged castle you're trapped in, including building a house of cards, the six most entertaining ways to throw cards at a bottle, and solo poker tips for the trapped animal with nothing to lose and, more importantly, nowhere to go. As well, in the Weekend magazine, we have a football photo quiz asking you to guess which of the following audio pictures are pictures of a foot and which are pictures of a ball. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. If you answered number one, ball, number two, football, number three, swollen foot, and number four, ball of feet, you'd be correct. And that is our magazine feature section for today. It's time now for your ad section, because how do you know who you are unless you know what you're about to buy? Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And today's episode is brought to you by Wingit, the only solution to all of your top-of-building showdown needs. Wingit is a lightweight, wearable wingsuit that fits under any standard disguise and lets you launch yourself away from any high-stakes, high-altitude face-off with a nemesis in which the odds are not in your favour. Made from high-quality nano-silk, available in a range of colours, and fashionable enough to evade detection by a range of standard bodyguards and henchmen, Wingit is offering a 50% off your first wingsuit purchase with the code THE. That's wingit.spy/THE. For The Last Post. And have you got a tablespoon of soluble vitamin C, but you're incapable of producing enough of your own saliva to make anything but a fool of yourself when you try to swallow it? Try dissolving it in half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, the solution to all of your solution problems. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Common Dollars Common Sense Department. Please consult your body before swallowing random vitamins. And a new novel is out from self-published bestseller romance maven Dancy Lagarde. The Lost Duke, a graphic novelette that explores the crossover between steamy romance and children's entertainment books. The Duke is wearing buckskin breeches and glossy boots, a high-necked cravat tied in the mathematical style, and his hair is impeccably beautiful. Find him in a series of complex era-specific pictures so that he can return to his ancestral estates and save the tormented Lady Cassandra from her day job as an impoverished relation bringing knitting to her merciless cousin Lady Frumplesby. Pursue the Duke through a series of ballrooms, gambling dens, gentlemen's clubs, and horse races so he can look past Lady Cassandra's apparent lack of status to the super-hot noblewoman within. Where is he in this complicated picture? Is he top left-hand corner behind that stylish barouche? No, that's his rival, the charming but roguish Viscount Slatterly. Can't you see that coat of arms? Duh. Is he in the bottom left, tupping that wench in a house of ill repute? Of course not. That's Lady Cassandra's wastrel brother Hugo, the very reason she's been forced below her station into the demeaning but acceptably genteel position of lady's companion. Better get your shit together, Hugo, before Cassandra is forced to accept Viscount Slatterly's cynical offer of a loveless marriage. Is that the Duke? Buy Dancy Lagarde's The Lost Duke and find out. Available in all children's and adult bookstores.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for our top magazine story of today, the list of rich and famous people. Tiff, you're our Hollywood insider. Who's who, according to our official Last Post list of who's who and why do the who's matter?
This is the Last Post power list. I mean, we're releasing it in 2020, but it's mainly of 2019, with the exception of a new entry that has just come in today. I'm very excited about the Cheetos Bathwoman.
The Cheetos Bathwoman. Amazing.
Yes. A Twitter user called Spooky Nugget has become famous for a video. Yeah, it's already good. Of what appears to be her bathing in a bath full of Cheetos. Now, there's no confirmation of whether these are cheese-flavoured or flaming hot. Can confirm, though, that either way afterwards, her vagina will be yeast-flavoured. So she's just become Twitter famous with over 100,000 retweets for her video in one day. And then underneath the video, she used the opportunity to ask people to send her money for a boob job. So we'll bathe in May's snacks for tits. Stop the world. I want to get off, really.
Did you know there's a website that is like a Kickstarter for boob jobs?
I know that there's Kickstarters for everything now. I know there's GoFundMe for everything. Someone was saying just the other day on Twitter that someone was asking for a GoFundMe to like redo their kitchen.
Oh, no.
Like, it wasn't any kind of like even self-improvement. I don't know how I feel about surgery on GoFundMe unless it's surgery for some kind of life-threatening thing.
I think for life-threatening thing in Kickstarters is a sign of a decayed society. It's a tax on the kind.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and the use of GoFundMe is a indication of how terrifying the healthcare system is in the United States, where I am currently. We could both be moments away from bathing in Cheeto water for necessary surgery, so I shouldn't mock. Who else is on the list? Also on the list, the egg that got 54 million likes on Instagram.
The egg that got 54 million likes on Instagram. That is a very
yes.
photogenic egg. Why is this egg so famous? Yeah.
Well, this egg is hot, but it's not cooked. I'm joking. It's actually one of mine. Actually, no, I'm joking. None of mine are viable. Anyway, it's an egg. Basically, what happened was last year, in the middle of 2019, I think it was, Kylie Jenner had the most liked post on Instagram with a picture of her child and its stupidly spelt name, which is Stormy with an I. I call that shitty with a Y.
I mean, where's the 18... I? Is it in the middle?
In the eye of the storm. Beautiful, Alice. It's at the end, of course, probably spelt with a heart over it. I don't know. It's all gone to shit, hasn't it? That photo had 18 million views and someone said, let's beat that with this picture of an egg.
Oh, I see.
So it's just an egg. It doesn't even have a face drawn on it. It's just an egg. And in a way, it's kind of beautiful. It's almost art. It's excellent. They've cracked it.
Well, eggs are symbols of infinite potential. And I think we're all looking for a future where we could hatch into something better as a species.
Yes. Yeah. I often wonder when you see people on Twitter and they don't have a picture, what that egg is going to hatch into. Normally a troll.
I like to believe that egg symbols, egg profile pictures on Twitter are just ghosts trying to get through to the other side via badly spelled aggressive tweets. Angry ghosts.
Angry ghosts who hate women.
It's all spelled by Ouija board. Ouija board? I don't know. I don't know about spiritualism. I'm just guessing.
Also on the list, the power list of 2020, Kombucha Girl. There was a video on TikTok of a girl tasting kombucha for the first time, and she wasn't sure if she liked it or not. And that became the biggest thing of last year.
Well, I mean, saying what everyone's thinking. Everyone doesn't know what kombucha is.
Oh, you say kombucha. I say kombucha.
I think it's one of those words that you see written more than you hear spoken.
Right.
Kombucha, yeah. Kombucha. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah. Maybe it's none of that at all. Maybe it's a co. But.
I mean, it probably is. Inevitably, we're mispronouncing it and probably causing somebody deep pain.
She looks like the meme became viral because the first face is like she sips it. The first face is like acknowledging and then immediate disgust and then like maybe and then, oh, actually, no, it's disgusting. So people have obviously applied this meme then to me meeting a guy that I want to marry or, you know, me when I've swallowed various substances, not kombucha. So it's been applied to a lot of things. So Kombucha Girl is hot. She's on the list. And I would say Kombucha Woman, but she's 22. I don't know. Where does girl stop and woman begin these days, Alice?
I absolutely don't know. It used to be that you'd know you were a woman because you'd been bat mitzvahed and married and then got your period. That used to be the way that you'd figure out that you were a woman. But these days it's more complex and we're all living this Peter Pan lifestyle.
Well, in that case, I got my period when I was like 13, I think. So I was a woman then. That's terrifying.
Ready to be married off, Tiff. Ready to be married off.
I think there were lots of men that thought I was a woman then as well. also on the power list, Greg's vegan sausage roll. So last year, you may have heard, Alice, there was this mental rumour that apparently you could go into a Greg's and not order a vegan sausage roll if you didn't want to. And also that you can, and only if you want to, get a regular sausage roll.
Wow.
Isn't it nuts?
That is an amazing phenomenon. I was under the impression that if you went into a Greg's, you would be forced to become vegan and also be emasculated as you walked out the door by a robot drone with a pair of scissors.
Yes, well, this is exactly what you and Piers Morgan thought, Alice, and that is why Greg's are on the list, because Piers thought they were force-feeding sausage rolls to carnivores, vegan ones, and that made the Greg's sausage roll top of the 2019 power list for the last post. Number one spot taken by Greg's vegan sausage roll.
Wow, Tiff, that is a great power list. We have to move on now. Thank you so much for giving us that list, everyone. You need to put those people in your Rolodex because they will be big or replaced by other equally inane stars in a very short period of time. That is the end of your top story for today, and now it is time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alison Guest, my wife and I have always felt that one of our greatest parenting failures, that is aside from chaining our children to the basement radiator for days at a time with only hardtack and gruel for their daily rations, has been our failure to acclimatise our firstborn to drinking water when he was very young. We foolishly began offering him juice too soon, and now he refuses to drink water, no matter the size of the glass. Would you or your very powerful allies be able to take him to a re-education camp of some sort, or perhaps at least send him a tract, much like the ones apocalyptic evangelicals offer? Honestly, anything would help. Thanks and blessings from the Utopian Society of Rapture Watchers, Josh. Josh, this is a question to which I have an answer, actually. Just start slowly watering down the juice and accustoming your child to a more watery, less juicy beverage.
I feel very uncomfortable because I really feel you're in the pocket of big water, Alice. Look, and I feel like this kind of rampant, what's the word I'm looking for? Propaganda. This rampant water propaganda has to stop. Otherwise, I might have to just stop doing the podcast because I feel very uncomfortable.
I'm completely transparent about my relationship with our sponsors. This podcast is funded by sponsors. And if anyone else wants to knock big water off the top of that list, I mean, it's a number of different institutions that offer ads on this service, and I for one, am 100% confident in the health benefits of water in amounts of up to half a glass at a time, limited to the amount that your body can hold.
Has Massive Gulps of Air been in touch with you yet to offer any kind of sponsorship deal?
Well, actually, with half a glass of water, you do get a free half glass of air, so it's sort of inadvertent advertising for that as well.
Oh, so that's a win-win for Massive Gulps of Air. They don't even have to pay for it. I mean,
is the glass half full of water or is it half full of air? And more of your letters tomorrow. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor via thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's something with no G, like you're a cowboy or an astronaut. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions for context. Your guest today was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, yes. I'm doing shows in America, in New York and Los Angeles. If you go to my website, tiffstevenson.co.uk, you can find the information. And I'm touring the UK in autumn. How fancy.
The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this show is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. This is The Last Post.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.